Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. If you've been to any live music gigs or even a wedding around the Park Rapids area recently, it's possible you've seen a man sitting at his easel live painting images from the event. Nate Lutkers is a painter who not only live paints at events, but also teaches painting classes to groups of students of all ages. He's hosting a Paint with Nate class at the Nemeth Arts Center in Park Rapids this Saturday afternoon, and he's here to talk with us. Morning, Nate.
Good morning, John.
How's the weather over there in Park Rapids?
Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Well, it might rain later on, but
yeah,
that's okay.
It's good right now. So I got
good right now.
I got to understand this whole thing. Is this just about art, or is this a way for you to get a free ticket to a concert?
it doesn't hurt to be a live painter. That's for sure. You always get a front row seat.
So, yeah, no kidding. You're right up front.
Yeah, yeah. I should invest in some earplugs too someday.
But. Yeah, that might be a good idea. So let's go way back. I don't know how way back this is because I don't know how old you are. But when did you start becoming interested in art?
That's my earliest memory, is actually drawing Mickey Mouse. Doing that. Went to school in Morehead State and got my painting degree from there. And then I worked for many years at the school, for about 10 years now. And I've been working at the Good Life. And then I stopped working there about 3 years ago, I think it was. And I started teaching painting classes. And then when I was at Muskie Days a couple years ago, I was drawing caricatures. And it was, you know, business was kind of slow, kind of thinking, what can I do? I can't sit still. So I ended up, you know, had some paint in my truck, so I'm like, I'm going to go paint the bands. Let's go see what they got going on. So I went right up there, started painting. People really liked it, so I kept doing it.
Wow. Let's go back to your days at school. So oftentimes we hear people, they go off to school to learn to be a better artist. What did you learn in school that you maybe wouldn't have learned on your own?
Well, I learned a lot of techniques there. Learn more to look with your eyes, not what you think you see. And just trying to capture that moment. And that's really helped me with the band painting, is just trying to capture that moment that people are on stage. Because nowadays with digital photography, you can take a picture of everything, right? But you don't get that necessary artistic view or feeling. Or you can change things when you're painting too, so...
Okay, so I'm trying to put yourself at your easel in front of a band. So let's say you're going to do a five-piece band, or even for that matter, a four-piece band. You're not capturing one single moment, because a concert's usually 90 minutes, so you're not sitting there with a photograph in front of you, right? Is that correct? Is that correct?
Right.
So how do you work that whole thing out, positioning the musicians, et cetera?
Well, yeah... It gets kind of tricky sometimes, especially if they're only playing for not 90 minutes, but like 20 minutes. You really got to move fast. A lot of times I'll start out with the drums because they're in the background there. So I'll start off with them and put the drummer in there and just trying to place them in there. And I do a lot of kind of mental snapshots. I'll look up, see something, go back down, paint it, and try capturing them that way. But, you know, I try to... You know, throughout the day, before I go see a band to paint them, I'll look them up, you know, jam out to their tunes beforehand so I can kind of get a feel for what they're all about.
So have you ever, you mentioned that sometimes a band may play quickly. Have you ever found that maybe painting quickly, faster than normal, has produced good results?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It gets more expressive the faster I go, I find. Like, and then I don't think as much. I just go with more of the feeling and just kind of get those brush strokes just as fast as I can on there. And that's actually, you're right, that's when cool things really happen, is when you get some different things. For the piano player, Debbie Center, a good friend of mine, and she was playing, I was painting her, and I was painting so fast that I didn't realize I put six fingers on one of her hands. You know, so things like that'll happen, but You know, it's okay to have those little mistakes.
Yeah, that's abstract art.
It shows the human.
Yeah,
yeah, and
for
plus
sure.
It shows the human side of it, that we all make little mistakes, and it's okay. You can let that art be the way it is.
We're speaking with Nate Ludkers. Nate, what does the type of music turn your crank and make you better, or you know what I mean?
I'm a very eclectic listener, so I like all genres of music. I tend to lean more towards like the rock, you know, bluesy kind of rock sometimes. So something, whatever gets my foot stomping, because I don't have a, you know, I can't move around too much because I want to, you know, get those, you know, some of those really precise things done. So I usually stomp my feet more than move around too much.
All right. So take me. Tell me about your easel and tell me about your obviously you're not painting at home where you have drawers and tables and all kinds of things you can work with. Tell us about your setup when you're at a gig like that.
It's usually really simple. I've learned to, you know, strip it down where I use acrylic paints. So I just have to get some water, and I usually have, you know, a couple brushes that I use, and my easel, this is nice painting easel. I got one a couple of years ago now. But yeah, it's nothing,
and it's
nothing too fancy.
And it's probably a,
you know, at night you got to put a clip light up there, and sometimes you got to deal with stage lights that are LEDs and changing colors and stuff like that. So there again, it just adds to the experience, and you get some cool results by just not knowing what's going to happen.
So I'm sure you've seen it. You go to an event or you've seen an event on TV where maybe there's an interpreter, and
mm-hmm.
people seem to focus more maybe on the interpreter than the performer. And I'm wondering I'm wondering if that happens with you. A lot of people are focused on you, and do the band members, they ever get mad at you?
No, I don't think so. They're always really, really receptive, and they love it because it only makes sense for the two arts to kind of come together. I haven't had anybody get mad at me.
That's good. You don't seem like somebody that's going to make somebody upset. Okay, so now let's change the whole scene here. Now you're not painting, you're going to be teaching people to paint. Tell us where it is. Tell us about the class again.
That's this Saturday at the Nemeth Art Center. It starts at 1 and approximately goes for about 2 hours. It depends on the size of the group, and we're focusing on kids, so we're going to do some dragonfly painting with acrylic, and I show them step-by-step how to do it, and it's just really fun.
So what's the difference between you up there painting and teaching somebody to paint?
Oh, two totally different worlds. I have to switch my brain to do that. Teaching is just having a lot of patience, and just got to go with it. You got to let things happen. Well, that's much like the live painting too, but you got to just feel each person out too and see what they're trying to accomplish and how far their abilities can go, and just push them a little bit farther so they can learn something and grow as an artist.
So you said you're going to teach them how to do a dragonfly, and you're going to, you're going to teach them to the best of your abilities, but don't you also want them to be a little bit as creative as possible?
Oh, yeah. Yep, there are, you know, every once in a while, someone will go off the grid a little bit, let's say, and not do exactly what I'm demonstrating up there, which is perfectly fine. Some people have done that. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry that I, you know, messed up your painting. No, I applaud them. That's great. I mean, go ahead and do your own thing on there. I mean, that's what art is about.
Yeah.
You know, it's much like music, where I always tell them that you're not going out there and playing your own songs originally. You know, right away, you're going to learn cover songs. You're going to learn how to play the instrument. And that's what I'm trying to teach you with these paintings, that you can learn from this, and then you can go off that and do your own thing.
So what's your favorite medium? Are you an acrylic guy, or do you do all kinds of different stuff?
Oh, I do all sorts of stuff. I started out charcoal pencil, pastels, but acrylic has been, a big one lately. Do some airbrushing here and there, but painting's been my whole deal now.
So how come we haven't seen you at the KAXE Mississippi River Festival yet?
It's a little hard to get too far when I have a 3 and a 5-year-old.
Ah, I see. Yeah, yeah, that explains.
It's hard to get away for like I love my wife Stacy. She's a big support, and she, you know, watches the kids while I'm doing some bands around here. But to go away for a long period of time, it kind of hurts me too to do that. So I like to, you know, tuck in my kids as much as I can.
Have you ever
at night?
Have you ever been staring at the stage and turn your easel around and paint the crowd?
No, but I have thought of it. I have thought of it, actually, yeah.
All right.
I haven't done that yet, but you never know.
You never know. Well, maybe you should try and work on a sitter, or I can take care of your kids. You should come up and do the festival next year, pick out one of the bands.
Oh, I'd love to.
We'd love to have you here, Nate. And again, tell us when your class is again before we go.
It's this Saturday, 1 to 3, at the Nemeth Art Center. You got to contact the Nemeth Art Center. It's free for kids. It might be full because anytime you put the word free on anything,
yeah,
it just fills up right away. So.
Well, that's good you're doing it free, Nate. You get a lot of kids, young kids, interested in art. That's outstanding. Thanks for joining us, Nate. Good luck in the class. And
thanks, John.
You got a next performance you're going to be at that maybe people want to go watch you paint?
Well, tonight is the last Second Street stage on Main Street in Park Rapids, and it's the Christopher David Hansen Band.
Oh, yeah.
And weather permitting, you know, even if it's drizzling a little bit, that's okay. I'll still be out there painting the songs they're playing.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us, Nate. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, John. You have a good one.
All right. That's Nate Lutkers. He's going to be painting tonight in Park Rapids, and he has his art class at the Nemeth Art Center in Park Rapids. Give us a call for more information, 800-662-5799. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, 103.9 in Ely, and at KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.